Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Is that your testimony today? You want the Lord to lead you to the paths of all righteousness? I thank God for the old hymns. My God, they never get old. But they bring back a time in a place. They speak to holiness. They speak to our foreparents. Just trying to press on. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Let's bow before the Lord today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we thank you and we bless your name. God, we thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy. Not was worthy, it is worthy. So we come today, God, praying even now that your word might speak through this vessel, that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another. We'll be so glad to give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. We bless God today. And yes, okay. I told you, church started a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with praising him. Nothing wrong with praising him. We certainly were mindful this week that we don't speak to our Facebook friends enough. So I don't know where you are in Facebook land, but we thank God for you. I know my Florida people are watching because they have to. But down through West Virginia, Indiana, the Carolinas, we thank you. And you can always follow us. I may as well give you a full commercial. Go to our website. It's cometoharvest.org. Come the number to harvest.org. Hit us up. Say hello. We appreciate you to the glory of God. There's a word from the Lord today, and I'll be sharing from the book of Joshua, verses 4 through 7 in that fourth chapter. But we'll just put our anchor in just a couple of those verses. But because you still have your Bible open and your apps open, that way you can read along. And we're not going to worry about what the screen says. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Joshua 4, 4 through 7. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you in the future, when your children shall ask, 'What do these stones mean?' Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Delayed But Not Denied. Delayed but not denied. I can go out on a limb today and say that if you were to testify, be it here in the house or wherever you may be, you could share with me how the Lord has given you at some point in your journey a spiritual breakthrough. That's when situations that seemed like they were on the outs, God somehow restored it. My folks called it being between a rock and a hard place. But when you get a spiritual breakthrough, it's not like the world's breakthrough. That means that God is doing something new, different, and exciting in your life. In fact, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, that was a breakthrough. And many of us know that we came kicking and screaming. You didn't really want to follow the Lord, but somehow through the prayers of the righteous and through you finding yourself in dire circumstances, you came to the Lord just as you were. The old saint would say you were weary, wounded, but God comes through and he gives you a breakthrough by way of faith. When you have a prayer answered, remember what that was like to have the Lord to answer your prayer, and you knew it wasn't a bank and you knew it wasn't anybody else. It was a breakthrough. It's because the prayers of the righteous avail much. And we thank God that God always keeps his promise. And that's all I have to stand on today. I don't know about you, but there's so many things out there and so many people are fickle. But when I think about the goodness of the Lord, I'm so grateful that God has brought me thus far. Amen. See, you got to get a gray hair or three before you can say, you know what? Had it not been for him, I would not be where I am. Amen. I don't want to talk down this generation. Some young folk got some testimonies about what God is doing in their experience. It's great to acknowledge that God, you've given me a spiritual breakthrough. Amen. A time that's resulted in my peace. A time that's resulted in my joy. I believe that what we see in the biblical text this morning is we read from a new script from the book of Joshua. Joshua was an understudy of Moses. He was an intern. He was one whom God used at critical moments during the experience of the Israelites. He was the one that went over into the promised land. He, among nine other people, and eight of them came back with a bad report, eight, nine, ten of them, but it was Joshua and Caleb who said, I think we can take the land. So God has been using him all alone. And he worked under and learned from Moses, who brought the people from Egypt. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I feel like I'm doing those shows where you have to run the tape back. They were at the banks of the Red Sea, and God brought them over. They were free, but not delivered. And they spent 40 years there in the promised land. Amen. They were delayed for some time. But thank God for Jesus. Now they're at a place where they're delayed, but they're not denied. Amen. And this is a new generation of people. These are the sons and the daughters of those who were rebellious, and the sons and the daughters of those who were disobedient. But God keeps his promise. He says, oh yeah, we will get to the promised land. Under the tutelage of Joshua, he sends over two more spies on a different mission. Go over and check out the promised land. They go over and they begin to check things out, and the people had already heard about them, about what God had done in their life. You know, people are scared of you because they know what your God can do. They'll talk stuff. They say, you know what? I'm not going to mess with her. I've seen prayers answered in her life. I'm not going to bother that brother. He knew how to get one through. When they got there, word had circulated that they were in town, those two spies. They went to the home of a prostitute named Rahab. And she said to them, they know you're here. They are afraid of you. I will give you cover and tell them a story. I haven't seen them at all. And as soon as they took off, she hid and said, now you can leave. But let's do this. When you come back into the promised land, let's make a deal. Take care of me and my family. Promise us that we will be protected. And so the people in today's text, they will get to the promised land, but they're always an obstacle. They got to cross the Jordan River, 156 miles long, and it's wide, about 100 feet, but they have to get over the Jordan to get to their promised land. Amen? And sometime in life, you will find that there will be a Jordan River that's blocking you from what God has in store for you. What is it that's between you and your promised land? What is it that's blocking you? What is your Jordan? What is your dilemma that keeps you from getting to where God has already said that you will be? By the time we get to the text, he's prepared the people. He said to the leaders, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the Ark of the Covenant, which represents the presence of God, and go ahead. And as you go with the presence of God, that river is going to open up. And the Ark of the Covenant was really a portable worship center. It included in this particular chest. There were the Ten Commandments, and there was the rod of Aaron. And there were some of the manna that they received when they're in the promised land, when they were there getting over. And he says, take that with you ahead of it. But when you go through, make sure that you take a stone with you. A stone ought to be a part of your story. You ought to know the story. You ought to share the story. You ought to preserve the story. Verse 6 says, in the future, when your children ask, what do these stones mean? And children will ask some serious questions, won't they? The people who made it knew that they'd come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. But they were well aware of the role that stones played. That when somebody asked, how did you get over? What are you going to tell them? We'll get to that in a second. But know the story. So often we have forgotten the story. And so may this stone be a reminder. May this stone be something you can turn to when your children ask, tell me about why that was necessary. Why is that such a big deal? There's so many things in our own experience that as we've gotten more seasoned, we understand. Why our parents did what they did. Why our grandparents did what they did. Why our teachers did what they did. It was something that these were stones. Make sure that you have a stone. Your stone may represent a situation. Your stone may represent a dilemma, but we all got stones. Amen? And it's so important that you know and that you can make the connection. Ask. They will ask you, not if they will ask you. The Bible says when they ask you. I love Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. There is a son, a daughter, a nephew or a niece, a neighbor or someone who is checking you out and they want to know, what is it? Why are you always waving your hands? Why are you always saying, thank you, Jesus? Why do you have to go to church every Sunday? Uh-oh, did I just say something? Tell them it's because God has been good to me. Why you got to serve? Because God has been with me through seen and unseen days. These are stones. Know the story. Talk about the future. That's why it's important to know your story. Don't fumble on it. Just say, you know what? Here's the real deal. You ever heard of transparency? I know we get shaky about that. I don't want to tell too much. I want them to think I was all that. Look at my high school picture. Oh, you were a rascal, and so was I. But thank God for the stones in our lives. Know your story and share your story. Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant to the Lord. And when it crossed the Jordan, it was cut off. Tell them. And God has given you a prepared statement. In this case, he tells the people of Israel, here's what you will share with them when they ask. Don't add to it. Don't take from it. But you ought to have a testimony of what God has done. It ain't got to be anything big. See, what's big for me may not be big for you. You say, child, I just made rent this week. That might be a huge deal for you. Maybe you got stuff lined up in the bank. But whatever the small thing is, he got me up this morning, I have no pain. That's a testimony for some of us. And be able to share the story. Tell the story. Share the story with the next generation. And when God gives you a script, stick to the script. Amen? Don't add the good you in there. Don't add everything. You know, I was a class president. That's good. You know, I was in a sorority. That's awesome. I was in a fraternity. Amen. I was in the Masons. Praise God. But what were you going to tell them about Jesus? That how he died on the cross. How he shed his blood. And how he rose on the third day morning with all power. That's a starting place. That's a good script. The Bible is full of different scripts for you to share about what God has done. May it be your stone. What have you brought from the old life into the new life? Matthew 28, 19, 20. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. There ought to be something that you have in you that you've been holding up and keeping secret and trying to look sanctimonious that this generation needs to hear. And we got to be real about this thing. We know we've all stumbled and fallen along the way, but now we're Mr. and Mrs. Somebody. But my God, I challenge you today. I often tell my son, he said, man, you all right. I said, man, if you had seen the old Tim Tootin. I mean, yeah, with the afro, that one. But look at how God will bring you through. I messed up along the way and didn't get it right and kept fumbling and stumbling. But thank God for Jesus. Don't be afraid to share your story. This is my story. This is my song, serving my Savior all the day long. Our story about the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. Take a stone. Share your story. Know your story and preserve your story. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. To preserve is to maintain something in its existing state. I grew up in the country, and some of you all did too. Long before you ever heard of Smuckers, you were eating jelly out of a mason jar. My mother used to can okra and tomatoes, and acre peas, and blackberry jelly. Amen. Pear. And I thought preserve was a brand. I didn't realize that preserve meant it had been preserved. But thank God for Jesus. God has given you something. He says, make sure what you share is preserved. Keep sharing it over and over. I done heard that story, Mama. I know you're going to hear it again, baby. Daddy, you keep telling me the same whole story. Yeah, and you're going to hear it again. Amen? That it might get on their hard drive, that they may remember that when you are long gone, they can rewind and say, you know what? My God brought my mother over. And God brought my father over. It's so important to preserve. The people were told to use those stones as a memorial. And they took them on the other side of the camp in the promised land. And the leaders, the Levites, also made a memorial right in the middle of the Jordan. And sometimes you got to build a memorial right at the place where God has delivered you. Yeah, you ought to build a place right there at work. So you know what? This is where God brought me. I'm going to build a memorial right here. It's so important. This was a historical event. And these are stories that have survived generation after generation. Let's not be the generation to leave the stones, that folk will come behind you and not find anything. They'll search through your belongings and find nothing. God forbid we don't leave a memorial for our children. God forbid we don't leave something for them to tap into and say, you know what? They weren't perfect, but they served the Lord and they served him with gladness. This sense of being a stone, 1 Peter 2:5. You yourselves are a living stone built up as a spiritual house. Amen? Amen. Jesus knows about the stones. John 8:59, they picked up a stone to try and stone him. Not today. He says, it's my Father who makes the determination. Amen. Psalm 118:22, the stone that the builders refused became the cornerstone. Amen. And then Luke 24:2, there on that good getting up morning, the Bible says when the women got there, the stone had already been rolled away. Aren't you glad today that you serve a risen Savior who's in the world today and his name is Jesus? In other words, carry a stone with you and then sing the song, oh, 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 what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. He picked me up and turned me, oh yes he did, turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. That's what he did for me. He picked me up out of the miry clay. Some of y'all are like, you ain't never been in no clay. You know you were slipping and dipping, but thank God he snatched you from that place and turned. You got a story and a testimony. Didn't he make you out of something you thought you would never be? It's all because of the Lord. You've been delayed, but you've not been denied. I dare you to take a stone or two as you leave this place and say, you know what? I got to build something. I got to build a life of integrity. I got to build a life of hope and build a life of faith. Why? Because the Lord has been good to me. So church, they made it over. They're in the promised land, and every time they look around, there's a stone. Every time they remember where God has brought them from, there's a stone. As you look around in your life experience, you ought to be able to identify a stone. So you know what? Oh, don't let me tell my story. How I was down and he raised me. Stone talk. Amen? Don't let anybody keep you from telling your story. Tell it. Tell it from the rising of the sun. Tell it to the going down of the same. Tell it. Don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto those who believe. I can't help myself. I keep telling the same story. Almost every Sunday, the same story about a Savior who came from glory. The same story. A Savior who went to the old rugged cross. It's the same story. A Savior who got up on the third day morning. It's the same story. A Savior who sits now at the right hand of the Father. The same story. I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story. How he saved my soul. How he made me whole. How he turned me around. Do you have a story? Do you have a story? Then tell somebody. Won't you tell them what he has done for you? Now, these were no rocks. They were carrying some huge stuff. Where are you going? I'm trying to cross my Jordan. Where are you headed? I want to have this stone as a memorial. So when folks ask, why are you walking like that? I'm carrying my stone. Does anybody have a stone today? That is the word of God. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today. Delayed, but not denied. Yeah, you can't find your stone. Find your stone. It represents victory. It represents hope. It represents what God has done for you. He's mighty sweet, isn't he? You ever tried him? He's mighty sweet. sweet, I know. How many know it today? He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds. Storm clouds may rise. Oh, they'll come. Storm may blow. There it is. I'll tell the world. The world. Go. What you gonna tell them? And I found a Savior. He's sweet. He's sweet. As we come today, I thought about in my own experience. Have you built a memorial yet? Is there something that your family and your children, the next generation, can stand upon? Tell them a story. Let them know, yeah, baby, I had a Jordan River, but God took me over the Jordan. He was with me every step of the way. That's so key. As you come today, I want to offer Jesus Christ to you. Like I do every day. I'm like the salesman who keeps calling you. I'm the one that you think is spam mail. I'm the one who's always tapping on your door, telling you the same story, making the same offer. Give your life to Jesus Christ. The same offer. No discounts, but the same exact offer. It's been made public more than 2,000 years, the same offer. As you bow your heads today, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. If there's one today who's never opened their hearts, maybe they heard parts of the story, but now they need their own script, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's one under the sound of my voice that has never committed to you, confess their sins to you, ask you to come and take up residence in their heart. Today may be that day. They heard and remember part of grandma's story, but now they need their own story. The word says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Do it today, God, in the heart of that person. Touch that heart today. May they become one with you. I pray even now, God, if there's one in this place who desires to join this church, be a part of this fellowship, the doors of Jesus Christ have never closed. They're never locked. So God, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.